The Bellarmine Forum presents Footnote: Catholic Insights from the Culture Wars. Here's your host, Christopher Mannion.
Last week, Footnote introduced the work of Mary Eberstadt. She's a resident scholar at the Hoover Institution in California. Her new book, Adam and Eve After the Pill, addresses the impact of the sexual revolution on our culture from the point of view of social science. Now, Cardinal Timothy Dolan has complained that the church's teaching on contraception just isn't popular. That's why the bishops haven't taught it for 50 years, he said. The cardinal maintains that Obamacare's contraception mandate is wrong because it violates religious freedom. It's not about contraception, he insists. Contraception is just too hot to handle, he told the Wall Street Journal. Mary Eberstadt doesn't think so. She confronts contraception head-on, and Footnote has been taking a closer look at her findings. According to St. Augustine, there is nothing so social by nature, so unsocial in its corruption, as this race. It's still true. And what was the sexual revolution but a denial of everything in human nature? Or maybe turning human nature upside down, with so many people spending their entire lives serving their sexual appetites. God orders. Sin disorders. It's that simple. Sure, many good-hearted people tell us that sexual libertines might be wrong, but hey, they aren't hurting anybody but themselves. Well, can that kind of corruption really be contained? The libertine doesn't really care. By nature, he is selfish. Consequences don't concern him. That requires rationality. The libertine is reason's sworn enemy. You might have heard talk lately about a pro-life Catholic politician who liked Ayn Rand when he was in high school. Well, frankly, that's when most people like Ayn Rand. She's very good at criticizing authority, and that appeals to kids. But she summed up her so-called philosophy in a little book called The Virtue of Selfishness. That's why most people leave Ayn Rand behind when they grow up. Unless they buy into the sexual revolution, that is. There, in perpetual adolescence, self-indulgence replaces God. And Mary Eberstadt nails it when she observes that at the heart of the sexual revolution, the contraceptive mentality is in charge. Sure, some of us saw feminism's train wreck coming, but her point is more expansive. A lot more people, many of whom knew better, willfully refused to do so. Why? Because they were having too much fun. Such denial is nothing new. In the 1930s, journalist Walter Duranty praised Stalin to the skies, but the New York Times never returned the Pulitzer Prize it won for printing his stories, stories which, we now know, contained little more than Duranty's vile parade of prevarications. Well, nothing new under the sun. For 40 years, countless sophists have celebrated the pill, the sexual revolution, and the collapse of morality itself in the name of women's liberation. Frankly, that movement has become a seamy form of involuntary servitude. Eberstadt the missionary patiently and persuasively reaches out to the unconverted, demonstrating feminism's failure to deliver, with ample evidence drawn from a prodigious collection of secular social science research. Of course, those authors were rewarded with what Eberstadt calls a spectrum of reaction ranging from indifference to ridicule to wrath. Here's the reality. The feminist consciousness, once it is raised by the promise of liberation, is brittle and spiteful when it collapses. The failure of feminism to deliver on its own promises haunts even the dead-enders, but they still persist. They go on seeking power when all else fails, and today they dominate the media, left-wing religious circles, and academe. The false goddesses of feminism are demanding, and they are very hard to dethrone. Eberstadt ponders the irony of the obstinate rebels, haggard old harridans who slowly realize that they have gotten the short end of the feminist stick. They wind up reviling men who, thanks to the pill, wallow in perpetual adolescence, relieved by the pill of the burden of adult responsibility and commitment. Doubters need only observe the entrance of any abortion clinic, where scowling creeps drag their crying girlfriends towards the door, screaming vulgarities at the pro-lifers who are praying for them and their babies from the sidewalk. Contraception, the gift that just keeps on taking. We'll talk some more about Eberstadt next week. Until then, this is Christopher Mannion. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Footnote, Catholic Insights from the Culture Wars. Footnote is brought to you by the Bellarmine Forum. Copyright 2012, the Bellarmine Forum, all rights reserved.